Welcome to the Marshfield TV Weekly Update, where every Tuesday we keep you up to speed on things happening in the studio as well as around town. I'm your host and resident production assistant, Desmond O'Neill. Now let's get into it. Last week, Marshfield's youth saw some excitement. Red Sox pitcher Joe Kelly visited students at Furnace Brook Middle School on Friday. The students earned this cool visit for their efforts raising money for the Jimmy Fund. They were able to raise more money than all other schools that participated in the event, and all the donations went to cancer research. Marshfield High School held their junior prom, and it went off without a hitch. The red carpet event was held in the gym, and all of the students looked fabulous. The library in Furnace Brook Middle School was dedicated this week to late school committee member Eileen Ryan. Eileen spearheaded the improvement and expansion plan for Furnace Brook Middle School and led the charge to reopen Ames Way. This week, we have plenty to do in the sunny spring weather. Head down to Brant Rock this Saturday and Sunday for the Memorial Day extravaganza. There will be artists, craft vendors, and food trucks located at Sand and Water, 21 Dyke Road in Brant Rock. The MCNAA Spring Planting Moon Powwow is also happening this Saturday and Sunday. Everyone is welcome to join and thank Mother Earth for beans, corn, and squash. There will be traditional song, dance, and storytelling. This family-friendly event will be happening from 11 a.m. to 5 at the Marshfield Fairgrounds, and admission is $5 for adults, $3 for children ages 4 to 12, and is free for children under 3 and native dancers in regalia. Parking for this event is free. Station 8 has live music this weekend. On Friday, Blame the Whiskey goes up at 9, and on Saturday, Carolina Gray also goes on at 9. Jim Sylvia will be at the Jetty from 4 to 7. The Ventress Memorial Library is bringing in the summer with another fun week of activities. On Tuesday and Wednesday, bring your kids in for Songtime and Storytime. Songtime starts at 9:30 and Storytime at 10:30. Also on Wednesday, genealogist C. McKenney will give a presentation explaining how to utilize the information that you receive from a DNA test for researching your family history. The event begins at 7 p.m. and goes until 8:30. There's a $5 registration fee. Call the Marshfield Council on Aging at 781-834-5581 to sign up. On Thursday at 2, all are welcome to come build Lego creations at the library. Children under 10 must be accompanied by a caregiver. Then at 5 is Teen Movie Night, where teens get to choose which movie they will watch and discuss. At Town Hall on Wednesday, the Recreation Commission meeting is happening at 6, and the Airport Commission meeting is at 6:30. In sports this week, girls' tennis plays Sandwich on Thursday at 4. Boys' tennis also plays Sandwich on Thursday at 4. Softball is up against Duxbury High on Thursday at 4, and rugby plays BC High on Thursday at 5. Girls' lacrosse is playing Hanover High School on Wednesday at 5:30, and baseball plays Hanover High at Wednesday at 4. Tune in on Wednesday at 7 to see Control Room, followed by Open Chair at 8, and on Thursday, you can watch Talk of the Town at 7. Now for this week's weather. This afternoon, you can expect showers with a high of 71. Tonight, it will rain, possible thunder. On Wednesday, it will be cloudy in the morning and sunny in the afternoon with highs near 75 and clear skies in the evening. Thursday will be partly cloudy with highs in the 60s, mostly clear skies in the evening. Friday will be sunny with a high of 82. Expect a cloudy night. Thursday, we'll see mixed sun and clouds with a slight chance of thunderstorms, a high of 78, and expect scattered thunderstorms around midnight. Sunday, we'll see intervals of clouds and sunshine in the morning and clouds in the afternoon. And on Monday, expect the morning to be partly cloudy with showers in the afternoon. That's all for this week. I'd like to remind you that Marshfield Community Television is for everyone in Marshfield, and we're always accepting new members. If you have an idea for a production, or if you're looking for a way to get active in your community, feel free to come check out our studio. You can talk to me or anyone else around the studio about what we have to offer and how you can get involved. You can also help support us by calling your state representative and asking them to support public access television. Make sure to listen in next week for more information about things happening at MCTV and around town. Now I'd like to leave you with a quote from hip-hop artist Tupac Shakur. Happy are those who dream dreams and are ready to pay the price to make them come true. Thank you for listening, and have a great week.